You got mud on your face. Big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, good morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to the day. Super Bowl Sunday here. But more importantly, we're talking real estate. You're with Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. I'm passionate about creating passive income for you, the radio listener. So if you have any questions throughout the show, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063. Title of today's show is Turning Your Primary into a Rental. That's right, folks. Commonly, you talk with real estate agents, the only two things they do is buy and sell. Well, the Hermes team has a different approach. We manage properties. We help people create passive income. And we look at all options when it comes to real estate. We always talk the good, the bad. The good is the Till up north, that's Mitch Yellen's place, is turning that into the North Side Social. That's a great idea. I love it. February 14th. That's going to open up. They're going to have bowling, foosball, shuffleboard. It's going to be active, folks. And I love seeing things like this because, you know what? Get off the video games. Get out of the house. Go to a great restaurant, food hall like this, and enjoy active activities with your family while getting to have a Coors Light and a nice big burger, okay? The bad, not too far down the road there off of Powers. They're cutting the vibes, folks. The MLB and the MLIB are on rough terms, okay? Congressman Lamborn got involved. They're bickering back and forth. Here's the thing. I'm not gonna tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. In 2 years, they're going to cut the vibes completely. They're going to be gone. And you know what? I'm sorry, but they should have moved downtown. They should have done a stadium downtown. They should have upgraded the facilities. This has been a long downturn when we lost the Rockies affiliation. Then we went Brewers. Then we lost AAA. Now we're low A ball. So my hope would be that it'd be a nice restart button and we would get another high-level baseball team in Colorado Springs. Okay, there's the good, the bad, folks. If you don't agree, tough luck. And stick around. We got a very exciting show. I'm going to go into the meat of it here, turning your primary into a rental. And then the third segment, we're going to bring in a nice young gentleman, Kevin Bernstetter, who has used the systems and has become greatly successful in the real estate world here in Colorado Springs. Stick around. You're listening to Real Estate's Realities. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking with me. We're into the meat of the show. That's right, you're listening to Justin Hermes. Real Estate Realities. I'm coming at you Super Bowl Sunday. And we're talking about turning your primary into a rental. That's right, folks. Something that doesn't get talked about enough in the real estate community because it doesn't offer the realtor the big bucks, right? Property management isn't glamorous, but long-term rentals is how you make money in real estate. That is the approach. Holding property for a long period of time, 15 to 20 years, okay? Let's talk a little bit about reasons to sell. I'm talking with you, the radio listener, as if I'm sitting at your kitchen table and you're going, Justin, you know, what should be some reasons we should sell? And here's number one, the property can't cash flow as a rental. It's a high-end luxury home, and that's fine. I've had plenty of smart people I've sold houses to, and they say, Justin, I have investments, and I have real estate investments, but this is for my family, and I feel like I'm financially well off enough that I do not need to focus on having this property as a long-term rental. And that's fine because it's not viewed as an investment for them and they're financially in a place where they can do that. Great. Time to sell. Okay, number two, HOA fees keep increasing. Bad management in the community. Older buildings with lead-based paint or asbestos. These are important things to look at when considering selling and getting out of a townhouse or condo community involved in HOA, or it could be a single-family patio home area too. This is why with my buyers, we look over the financials so closely and what is going on with the community. That way, when we get into an HOA, you're married to it, and we know you're going to be successful because we've done the due diligence on looking at that HOA, all right? Going on to number three here. You don't like the outlook for the area. Maybe the taxes are climbing, right? Maybe you have some crime. Maybe you feel like the infrastructure isn't there and they're not focusing on your neighborhood for the long term. Could be a great reason to sell. Option four here. You can sell tax-free. It's a primary resident, or there's a death, or you're doing a 1031 exchange, where you're rolling that equity into another investment property. And you can make a better return on your money rather than what you can do if you kept the property. And I'd love for you to show me, because a lot of the time people say, oh, I make 10, 12% in the stock market. Come on, be realistic here. I want to see the return you can get with the money you're using to sell rather than if we capped it and we cash flowed it for you. Number five, which is what I hate the most, is you can't stomach being a landlord. And that's why you have us, folks. We handle the property management for you. We have a system. We're successful. And so that number five really shouldn't be an excuse. Call us at 232-1063. Okay? Here's some steps I want you to think about. If you're thinking about selling, I want you to think about these things. Number one, have us come out and evaluate. Have us come out and look at what you can get for your property as a rental. And how much would it cost to get it in rental condition? Okay? Do your due diligence, folks. I don't care if you have us out and then you still decide to sell, if the numbers are right and you're just not being stupid. I don't care, because you've done the research. Like anything else, you don't just go buy the first car you see in Motor City. You do some research, and you should do that with your most valuable asset, your home. Have us come out and evaluate the rental option for you and see if it is right. We'll tell you how much you can rent it for. What's the return on your money? Do you have other debt you could knock out that is crushing you? A lot of times I sit with people and they say, yes, we do. We have this debt. It's a burden over us. And I go, it might be time to hit that hard reset. Sell, even though we could cash flow it, because you have so much other debt that is at a high interest rate that you would do so much better taking the money and paying off that debt. Okay, let's get in the next one here. What else would you purchase and how? What would your financing options be? Are we looking at a VA eligibility client? Are we looking at an FHA? Are we looking at the bond program, a 5% down, a 10%, a 20%? You have to look at what you would purchase and how would the financing look. How long do you want to hold the property? When you're looking at purchasing your next property, how long do you want to hold it? Also, how long do you want to hold the rental property that you're going to keep instead of selling? The 2 out of 5 year trick is great. I did it with the clients here, good friends of mine, Aaron and John Sachs, and they did the little 2 out of 5 year trick. They left, rented it for a couple years, had somebody else pay down $10,000 in principal those 2 years, picked up $20,000, and sold it tax-free, because when they went to the closing table, they could still say it was a primary. They avoided the capital gains. Okay, so that little 2 out of 5 year trick can get complicated for everyone's circumstances are different. So feel free to call me on that. I can explain it more at 232-1063. The next step really is you got to get it ready to rent. Once we've made this decision, we're ready, we're all in, we're going down the rental road. We got to get all the maintenance done, get it up to par with our standards. If you don't have a bunch of money built up and a furnace might knock you out of the game for $4,000 or $5,000, then good time to get a home warranty. Okay, and then we get the house deep, deep cleaned. We get the carpets cleaned. And we start showing the property, folks. We start showing it to potential renters. And once we find someone who's ready to do an application, we do a full background check on them, very extensive, follow up with past landlords, and then we secure a security deposit when we have approval. And after that, we get a lease created, we get it signed, And we coordinate a day that works for you, the homeowner, to be out of your house and the new renter to move into your property. Okay? That all can be very seamless. A lot more seamless when there's hard dates when people are selling and buying. This can alleviate a lot of the stress if we just rent your property for a couple of years. And if you like it, you hold on to it, you keep taking the cash flow, you go, Justin, we want out. You've had someone pay down the property for you for at least a couple of years, and you don't get hammered on the capital gains. The last step really is just setting up some protection, and that is getting an LLC set up for the rental property, setting up a separate bank account, just getting nice and organized as you're going into the rental world of cash flow, okay? Here's some examples, folks, so you can kind of think about it here. If you have a $250,000 home you purchased and you owe $185,000, okay, you're looking at $50,000 after taxes and fees, all right? Your payment is $1,100. The rent you can get is $1,750. After our management fee, it's $1,600. I'm going to do some math here for you. 500 times 12, 6,000 a year. That's $6,000 a year return on your money. Otherwise, you're taking the 50K and you're telling me that you can get more than 10% a return on your money somewhere else. Show me. I want to put my money there and where there's no risk and the stock market's not inflated. Okay, 10% on your money, and you're going, no, we just decided to sell because that's what the realtor told us to do, and we just did it, and we're so happy we have 50 grand, but our money's doing nothing for us right now. Come on, folks, be smart. And it's really 12%. I backed off 2% there because of maintenance. Okay, you're going to get a 10% return on your money, and that's just one scenario. There's plenty of scenarios, and I can run that scenario specifically for you, so call me at 232-1063. Other big benefits, you have tax benefits involved, you got write-offs. If you're going to move back in, you can do upgrades to the house and then benefit when you move back in. Come on, think about it. Think about property management. Think about keeping your home and turning it into an unbelievable passive income investment for you. Okay? Don't be stupid. Do the research. All right. Now, the next benefit for your next home you're buying is you're owner-occupied on the next home. You get an owner-occupied rate. You have less money down. Here's the big one. No contingency. Because we get that lease in place, it knocks out your debt that you're carrying on the mortgage, your debt to income. It actually turns into income for you. And you have no contingency. Because people go, well, in this market, Justin, I'm not sure if I can sell and buy another one and a contingency. And come on. We can work that. We can get flexible. We can get smart. So think about it, folks. Continue to borrow that money at 4%. Okay, that's what your interest rate should be on the loan, 4%. Have someone else contribute to that down payment and principal. Get the cash flow. Guys, it's like having someone come up to you and say, I would love to contribute to your 401k. And you go, no, I don't quite like the way that sounds. Not for me. Come on. Be smart. It's a great concept when it's done right. You can pay off the home early with that extra cash flow and create a ton of money for yourself in retirement. And you're diverse. That's the great thing. Remember, as I started, real money is made on the buy and hold, folks. All right? Well, I'm going to run you through real quick here. 11% appreciation in 1980. This is Colorado Springs. 19% in 82. In 83, we took the biggest loss at 6.8%. The biggest loss, Carter Days, 17, 18% interest rates. And then it was up and down until 92, 93, when we had 10% appreciation in 93. In 94, we had 9.4% appreciation and kind of kept going up and down. And then 2007 started dipping a little. In 2008, it went down 2.8%. 2009, it went down 2.6%. In 2010, it went down 1.4%. And then in 2011, it was down 2.7%. And then obviously, 2012, we're back on the rise. It just kept going up and up from there. And 16, we had 8%. 17, we had 9%. And in 18, we had 10%, and 19, 6, folks. If you would have just held on to your properties instead of panicking and selling during 07, 08, 09, you'd be making a ton of money. Here it is. 1980 to 1990, we had 38% appreciation in Colorado Springs. 1990 to 2000, 61%. 2000 to present day, 71%. And you're going to argue with me that the buy and hold concept isn't right for you. That's ridiculous. Over this time period, 1980 to present day, 170% appreciation in the real estate market in Colorado Springs. The proof's in the pudding, folks. Look at the number. Call me and join the winning team. 719-232-1063. It's Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063. Stick around so you can hear a success story that we just experienced last year with Kevin Bernstetter. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking with me. Welcome into the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes. If you have questions, feel free to call me at 232-1063. I have a very special guest, Kevin Bernstetter. How are you?
Doing well, Justin. Thanks. How's it going?
Good, good. Kevin, tell the radio listeners where you grew up, how old you are, what you do, a little background information.
Yeah, I grew up in the Woodland Park area. Currently, I'm 27, going on 28 this year. I'm living down in Colorado Springs. I work as a software engineer.
Nice. Fantastic. And then you're doing some stuff on the side. Are you still doing that?
Yeah. So I coach on the side. I do some business on the side, a lot of home security stuff. And then recently getting into the real estate world.
Nice. Fantastic. So if you're listening, you need a home security, call me and I will get you Kevin's information. So Kevin and I met, what was it, 4 years ago, Kevin?
Yeah, about 4 years ago.
Talk a little bit about what kind of spurred your thoughts on into purchasing and just kind of share with the radio listeners what you had to do, what work you had to put into it, and kind of what your mindset was at the time.
Right. So the property that we were renting, the owners wanted to sell it. And so my father and myself, we thought about, well, should we just get another rental place? And I decided to bend his arm a bit and say, no, we should go ahead and get an investment property and go ahead and buy rather than keep paying other people's mortgages. And so we talked to Justin. He thought it was a great idea. And so he helped us find an investment property because we weren't looking to get too big of a place, but we wanted something that in a few years we'd be able to rent out. And so that's how this adventure started.
Yeah, so very important there, if you're listening, folks, is we were looking for a property where the rental numbers worked. And both Kevins were on board, which is fantastic because that's a big thing I tell you as the radio listener is a lot of the time people get carried away with the granite. They want all these bells and whistles and they want a new home and the rental
right.
numbers don't work. So you guys were very coachable in the fact, and it was probably because you have done some other research. I know you've read some books on real estate and you already looking at the long term rather than, hey, we just want a really super cool place to live. And that was the only thing on your radar, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. I had read a few books by Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think Rich, Be Poor type of stuff. And so, yeah, I was already looking at, I don't need the best house that's going to stretch my wallet all the way. I just need something that I can start to build equity into. And then in a few years, I would be able to rent it out.
Yeah, that's great. And that's really what we teach the radio listeners. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, you got in, you're in the Soaring Eagles community, townhouse, two-car garage, end unit. So all those things going for us when we look at getting in an HOA, because sometimes that can be scary if the buildings aren't well-maintained and if your location isn't good. You have some views of Pikes Peak as well. So a lot of things going for you. And then we talked maybe 6-7 months ago, you reached out to me saying, hey, I'm looking to possibly get another place. Tell us how you arrived upon that and kind of how you're adjusting to moving out of your house, finding a renter, how that all went down.
Yeah, so over the course of about 2.5 years of living in the townhouse, I was able to save enough money to essentially have enough for a down payment on a second house. And so that was the goal from day one, getting the townhouse, was get enough saved so that then I could move out and just start renting the townhouse. And so reached out to you again, told you what I was looking to do. I was looking for a single family this time, just because that's more what I want to live in for a little bit. And so we started looking for the market for another house that had the right price points. So the mortgage had to be low enough that when I do move out of this one and use it as a rental as well, I'd still be able to get good cash flow coming in. And so we found a place, took probably 2, maybe 3 weeks, pretty quick turnaround there.
And that was total favor of God. We were over, I think it was on, God, what was the street we were meeting on? San Gabriel or?
Yeah, it was near that. We were on.
One of those streets down the Meadows.
One of the streets.
Across from King Supers, and we met there, and house had some issues. I walked in and out fast, and total favor of God. Saw a sign for an open house and was like, I'll drive by, because I think I was early to the appointment, so I went and drove by, and that ended up being a little golden nugget. And in this market, you just have to have things kind of play your way and get a blessing like that, because, you know, 535 homes on the market rate in El Paso County, you know, it's tough going. What'd you purchase that at, Kevin?
So I got that one at 235. So it's a 3-bed, 2.5 bath, 1,800 square feet, 2-car garage. I think it's like a quarter acre property.
What's your mortgage payment on it?
So right now it's $1,300 because I do have a PMI, but in a couple of years the PMI will be gone, and so that'll drop it as well.
Conventional loan, what did you put down?
Yeah, the conventional, I think I put 5% down on it.
Okay, great. So very little money in it, and that mortgage payment. We're talking PITI, correct? Taxes, insurance, all that. You're all in around $1,300?
Yes, sir.
Great. And what do you think you could rent that for?
I could rent that. Low side would be like $1,650, but just with how the market is right now, probably closer to $2,000.
Yeah, but I love what you said there. You said low side. And that's what I don't ever like to get my hopes up, whether it's for myself or other people, and say, oh, we can blow this one out of the water and the numbers are great, and then things have a little bit of a correction. That number you use there, $1,650, is such a safe, safe number, and the numbers work. You'd be cash flowing about $350, correct?
Right.
And someone else paying down your principal.
Right.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you've learned going through the process? Some growing pains or stuff that you didn't know about that you thought was cool?
Some growing pains was I decided to do some interior work myself, and that sucked. There was popcorn ceiling. So if I was going to do it in the future, I'd just hire someone out because it's not worth my time doing that myself.
Other than
that, the actual process of buying and everything, just be patient with it. It's not a get rich quick. It's a build your wealth slowly. But by the time I'm ready to retire, I'll have not only my 401k to hold me up, but I'll also have these rental properties that are properties that shouldn't lose value and that I can continually rent out. So I'll always have a net positive cash flow coming in.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable statement. And so much truth to that, because it's not what you'd see when you just Google real estate on YouTube and it's Grant Cardone and a Bentley and people flashing money. That really isn't there, and I don't think that's really a fulfilling thing. And I don't think it works for the average day people. I think they really make their money by people buying their products and whatnot. But what you said is slow and steady, actually saving, living on a budget. It's the non-glamorous life that you kind of pay your dues now and see the fruit later.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's fantastic. That's great. So any parting words? We know you're busy. You got to get into a meeting. We got a minute left. Is there anything you want to share with the radio listeners that you found impactful making you a homeowner and an investment property owner?
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress. I know this is your show, but this is genuine. The Hermes team is awesome, and I can't speak highly enough of how hard you work to help me out with this. And And just how easy you made it, though. It felt like a scary thing when we started four years ago. But now getting my second investment property, it just really shows me that it's possible and that I can continue to do this and build a legacy along the way.
Kevin, hey, thanks for your time. We know you're busy. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Justin.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. Remember, like I end every show, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Have a great Sunday. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. It's a beautiful day.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.